The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you guys have weird rules in your house that you think other people don't?
Like an unwritten rule?
Yeah,
or like a...
It can
like
be
a
even
no,
if it's... Well, it's not,
like no shoes on the carpet is a rule at our house.
Is it really?
No shoes on carpet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the grandparents forget often and our kids will remind them.
You're not allowed to wear shoes on the carpet.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's like, unless we're like having people over. If we're having an event, like a birthday party or something, then the rule gets scratched.
But you have nice shoes. So you can't
put them on. And
they're
all upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to walk them downstairs and put them on?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Why?
Because your shoes are immaculate.
Not the bottoms.
Yeah, they are. I bet they are.
No, because they're dirty.
You're such
you walk
a nerd.
Everywhere all the
so
time.
So no one can. Okay. All right. I just think that's weird.
Yeah. So we have like the entry rug. You could have them on there. And then
that's not
it.
Carpet?
It's the entry rug. It's a ruggable. It's detachable so we can wash
those
it.
Those are nice.
They're very nice. Yeah.
Oh my God. The Facebook ads almost got me to buy one of those.
Ruggable, same. Ruggable.
Damn it. Don't do that. So it's got the frame and it like goes into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's man. Really that cool. Facebook ad.
And then you can switch them out.
Yeah. We have Star Wars ones and you can't tell that they're Star Wars, but it's Grogu. And like looking at it, it's just a pattern. But when you look closer, it's like, oh, that's Grogu. Okay,
that's cool. They had a Mickey Mouse one that was like that I really wanted too. That had like the hidden mouse.
Okay.
Ruggable.
I wanted to talk about weird rules at your house because I'm trying to figure out if I have one. Like it was like a Reddit post or something, and somebody like the one that got me thinking that, and it's the stupidest rule I've ever heard. Like we love board games at my house. Mm-hmm. You ever played Tapple?
No.
Oh God, Tapple's so fun.
Mm-mm. No.
You gotta play Tapple.
I've never even heard of it.
I forget what it is, but it's like a board.
It's a circle with like letters on the side.
Yes.
Oh, and do you have to like name something with that letter?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like boy bands, and you're like NSYNC, and then you're like N New Kids on the Block, but you can't because N's already pushed down. And like when it comes to your turn, you have to name whatever it is with one of those letters that's left.
Okay.
I think.
So B would still be up, so you could say Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
And then somebody would then
but
B
then
you're would
eventually
go.
You're just screwed because there's nothing left. You're like, ah, you're out.
Right.
And there's a timer that goes off.
Okay.
Like if you haven't got it.
We should play it.
It's super fun. Oh God, I love like any board game. We play Life at my house all the time. The game where
really?
You drive a little car around
and
you get kids and like we get so many kids in the car you can't fit anymore.
Wow.
There's like kids like hanging out of the back of the car. Anyway, they said the rule at somebody's house is if you win, you put the game away.
If you win, not if you lose.
Thank you.
So,
well, I don't want to win then.
Right. I don't want to be the one who has to sort the Monopoly money.
Yeah.
Like resort all the kids and the pieces. It's like the winner of the game is in charge of putting the game away. That's the dumbest rule I've ever heard.
Yeah, interesting.
If you're the loser, you get shamed into it. If you're the one with the least amount of properties, least amount of money, no kids in life, you're still way back in the chutes and ladders. You've done no shoots.
Yeah.
Like you got to do it.
I would already be like halfway committal to the board game anyways. Now that I know if I win, I'll have to put it like I'm just
not going to win.
Yeah. I'm watching
I'm just gonna
TV.
Come in third.
And it's like, oh, it's my turn. I don't know.
Oh, dude. I hate the person.
Hold on. Just play for me.
No.
Just
oh. This is something that happened with my mom my whole childhood. She'd always be like, whose turn it is? And here's the rule. If you're asking whose turn it is, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Everyone else knows. Yeah.
Just go for me. I'll do it. We'll switch.
So we were talking about the unwritten weird rules, and TAC has one at his house don't like that I think we need to explore.
You don't like it? I think it's fun.
It's something.
It's playful and fun.
Okay, you're encouraging your child to vape.
No, I've never said that word. Never said that word.
What does he think he's doing?
I don't know. So the tradition, I guess, or the unwritten rule, it's not really a rule, it's just something we do. It's caught on, is that when we have the little bags to pick up our dog poop, right?
Dog poop bags.
So the tiny little rolls. And whenever you use the last bag, you're left with that little roll, right? And so
it's like the inside of a paper towel, except
mini, tiny,
for your action figures.
Some would call it adequate size.
I bet Angie does it.
Okay, some might. But so you're left with that little roll. And what I just started doing is I'd come in and I would just have it in my mouth and it would kind of look like I'm smoking. And I would,
like a little tiny cigar.
Yeah, exactly. And I would just get my wife's attention and she'd look and kind of go, ha, just a little laugh and because she would just not be expecting it at all. And I just, it's so dumb, right? It's
but
just,
like you
it's
would
all
wander
dumb.
The house for hours at a time with a little spliff in your mouth.
It became that because sometimes it takes her longer to look at me. Sometimes days.
If I was married to you, you might still have it in your mouth right now.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. So that's what I started doing. And so my son has seen me do this before. It's become, and he's like me. He likes the little joker, likes to make mommy laugh. And so just this morning, we took the dogs on a walk. We used the last bag. So we had the little thing back and the little roll. And my son goes, hey, tell mommy to come outside. I'll be waiting. So he's four.
Oh my gosh.
So,
okay.
So he's sitting on the porch. He's got the little roll in his mouth. And I went in. I got my wife. And I said, hey, honey, something kind of bad happened on the walk today. Can you come out here for a second? And she goes, oh my gosh, what happened? And she comes out. And I was like, Leo started smoking. And he's there with the little thing in his mouth. And she laughed. And we all laughed. It was funny. That's our tradition.
Douglas County.
It's
Child
not
Protective
lit.
Services.
It's not lit. It's empty.
I will give you his exact address.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.